uvi o e indebele amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba isiphathelane leZimbabwe
Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 7 kumpalakazi 2018 ngosithandekile mhlanga endabeni zethu namhlanje abantu bakhala ngemali eyingcosana yezabelo
80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona devolution uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumeni uyanika abantu singathi ama responsibilities angabeni imali
osama business eZimbabwe bathi sebesebenza lo hulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa
We in the private sector have taken a view and our view is that we got to work with the government in power we are not politicians we give constructive criticism
sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lo hulumeni asikho kwezombusazwe
abantu bathi sebephila ngokwenza imisebenzi engaqedakaliyo ukwenzela ukuziphilisa Inhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo zithi ingcosana imali yezabelo ethulwe ngohulumende kubhajethi yomnyaka ozayo. Ngakho ke uhulumende kumele adinge enye imali yokwengezelela ukuthi luphumelele uhlelo lokupha izabelo amandla okuzivusa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yezabelo ngaphansi kophawu lweZimbabwe United Residents Association. Lokhu kulandela ukwethulwa kogwalo olwe Metropolitan Bill le Local Authorities Bill isiphathamandla sikahulumende ePhalamende umnumzana July Moyo. Inhlanganiso lezi zithi imali efakwe nguhulumende kumele ikhutshulwe ukwenzela ukuthi umsebenzi lo uhambe kahle lezigaba zenelise ukwenza inhlelo ezilohlonzi. Omunye wabakhulume emhlanganweni lo owenziwe namuhla kobulawayo ngumnumzana Mfundo Mlilo okunhlanganiso ye Combined Harare Residents Association.
Isiqoqoqela sokuhlangana sibangelwa ukuthi ngathi usiphatha amandla we local government July Moyo usekhiphe ugwalo lwe bill besingathi umthetho we devolution okumele ungene kudala le parliament olwe metropolitan bill le local authorities bill ngathi lezi ngwalo yizo ezinika impilo ku devolution so thina njengezakhamizi sihlangane sikhulumisane sixoxisana ukuthi kuyini esifisa ukuthi kutholakale kusemthethweni we devolution
ukhulume kabanzi ngokufiswa ngabantu
thina okumqoka esikhangelane lakho ukuthi there is no money without devolution lokho kuthi ukuthi uhulumende xa esenza i-devolution ngoba sesikhangele ezinye ingwalo besingathi i-study ekhangela 80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona i-devolution uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi i-devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama-responsibilities angabeniki imali yokuthi lama-responsibilities ahanjiswaya phambili so thina sigijimisa ukuthi uhulumende yebo ngathi usehambisane lesisekelo sombuso se-constitution esithi 5% kumele inikwe ama local authorities kodwa uzathola ukuthi amanyamazwe njenge South Africa 57% of their budget esingathi iyahamba kuma local authorities isenza lokho kuthiwa infrastructure funding kumbe bayakha imigwaqo izibhedlela lento eziningi so kuqakathekile ukuthi uminister we finance a devolve ibudget akumbe imali eningi kumele isetshenziswe kuma provinces
lokho kusekelwe ngumnumzana Zivusiso Dube obona ngokukhutshwa kwembiko enhlanganisweni yeBulawayo Residents Association
ukuthi sifisa ukuthi uhulumende aphathisane labantu labantu bathi babe involved ekwenzweni kwakhona ukuthi kube le devolution of power njalo kube lokwazisana ukuthi ukwenziwa kwe-devolution of power, so into engayenziwa uhulumende eyedwa, kumele wonke ama-stakeholders abe involved ukuze udaba lolu luphumelele eZimbabwe.
Omunye obengene lumhlangano umnumzana Alec Dube uthi ukwehlukaniswa ngakwamandla lokhu kulakho ukuletha ukuthula eZimbabwe.
I-devolution of power yinto kuphela engaxakulula ukungezwani phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni. Angifuna ukuthi abantu bangithathe njengokuthi ngingimbandlululi, kangibandlululi lutho, but ukuthi kube le devolution yinto engcono. Kazange sigijimele i-autonomous, sagijimele ukuthi kakube le devolution. Sisenziwa ukuthi sathi sesikhangela sathola ukuthi ukuzwana phakathi kwabantu besitoneni labesindebeleni kuzima, abasoze babambana ngenxa yendlela ababusana ngayo. Kwehlula besegangeni bengama besalweli ilizwe izibra lezandla ehlula ukubambana. Kwehlula ukubambana sesibuyile sizevote ekhaya. So i-devolution of power is the best. Yinto engamelanga ukuthi yehluleke ukuthi yenze.
Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuthaza ukuthi izabelo zizimele zodwa. Lokhu kuthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eMathebeleland leNkabazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ngokusenjalo, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, uthi umhlangano lo ufezile injongo yawo ngoba izinqumo ezithethewe zamukelwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende.
Umhlangano weTOSI ufezile injongo ngoba sivele sikhuluma labo ngasazi sihambise ama recommendations ethu. Esizakwenza ukuthi siyafaka izikhathi lokuthi ama time frame esizafisa ukuthi iziphathamandla ezijene zikahulumende zisiphendule. Ngokunjalo sibona ngathi kuzasithetha ukuthi umhlangano uhambe kuhle. Vele sikhuluma kanje kanti osunganzeleka uhulumende laye usekhuluma ngendaba naleyo ukuthi ufisa ukuthi ama MPs ama ministers labo kube le ndlela ukuthi lezi mpahla abalasikade ama assets bayadeclare. And ngoba liyanza sengikhohlile ngayiphi inyanga yacaca ukuthi ingqondo leyo bayithethe uluhlu lwangapha kuma residents. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi umhlangano lesuka lawo uyafeza izinto esizifisayo njalo uyahlonitshwa izinqumo esizithathayo. Sivumelene ukuthi sifuna ukufuqa uhulumende. Okokuqala sikhumisana nama-councillors from amadorobha atshiyeneyo, siqeda kabe sesifuqa uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende aphume le policy kumbe lo mthetho otho ukuthi nxa umuntu esegedlwa waba ngu-councillor kumbe ngu-MP sikhale ukuthi kwaziwe ukuthi vele uthe ngena ube nani. Kanye ngathi kulamanye ama-councillors abangangena ezikhundleni abe sesaya ukuthi ayibugolegole ukuthi ayi-corruption. Kodwa umuntu usenama-stand angu-7, angu-10, angu-1, usele ama-business, usele izimoto ezingaqedakali.
Alizange licubungule udaba lomnotho welizwe okungani yikho okuphethe kubi izakhamizi kulezi nsuku?
Khonokho sikuthintile kodwa ungakunanzelela kungena ngaphansi kwendaba le yokuzibusa kwezabelo esi-devotion of power. Ngoba kulapho esibalo sibokhona ukuthi nxa izabelo sesizivusa kuzaba lulki lezi zomnotho nxa sifuna ukuvuselela i-asithi umnotho ngoba ama-industries. Kuba lula ukuthi nxa i-budget silethiwe isuka kuhulumende kuya kusigaba ethile mo-province ethile. Selibona ama-industries, ama-natural resources akhona kuleyo ndawo yiwaphi, konke leyo sekukhayelile. Sabuya futhi sakhuluma ngakhona ukuthi okukhona okusenzela sibe lo hlupho esingathi ayi-fiscal policy, abantu bayahlala ku-central level esingathi kuse-Harare, bathatha izinqumo sezifunga ukuthi ngumhlaba wonke, abantu abahlala beZimbabwe ba-citizens bangabale input.
Lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyobulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Osomabhizimusi beZimbabwe babambisana lohulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekuvuseleleni umnotho welizwe ogugudeke osugugudekile. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni wokuhlela tolisisa okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe obuqoqwe i-committee yedala le-senate emelika ebona ngokwenzakala kuzwekazi le-Africa lezempilakahle e-subcommittee on Africa and Global Health Policy. Wethule lokhu ngumnumzana Joe Muthizwa, umqondisi we-JSM Strategic Pathways, obemele osomabhizimusi abakunhlanganiso ye-Zimbabwe Stock Exchange Listed Companies Forum.
We in the private sector have taken a view. And our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenzele uhulumende. Kasikho kwezombusazwe. Sike sahlangana lomongameli eMasolomlangagwa ngamtshela mina ukuthi kunenge okuhluphayo. Usevule amasango ukuthi sikhulume laye. Ngaye ngavalelwa ejele mina. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kujoni nxa ezombusazwe.
At the age of 21, I was a political prisoner myself in Rhodesia. I know what it means to have a bad political situation.
Ute abantu abanengi bafisa ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngesiphangiphangi.
What we observe, Mr. Chairman, is that there's a crisis of expectations. People having been in bondage for 38 years now want everything today.
Balinde ukubona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi uhulumende wethula ibudget eveza ukuthi ilizwe lifisa ukusebenzisa imali ngemfanelo. Kodwa konke lokho kungeke kwenziwa ngelanga elilodwa.
Know how difficult it is to change things and to transform Zimbabwe.
Uphinde wathi kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa okuzanceda ilizwe.
Our observation is that the president with his new administration has taken a number of very bold measures to correct things. First of all,
kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende weZANU-PF. Kuzaba kubuhlungu okwesikhashana, kodwa konke okufiswa ngabantu kulakho kwenziwa kahle ukwenzela ukuguqula.
These people have been in office for 3 months. We submit that it is too early to judge them.
Kodwa umnumzana Matthew Harrington, umsekelo womqondisi wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lezwekazi le-Africa uthi kusakude phambili kwele Zimbabwe.
We want Zimbabwe to succeed, and we would welcome a better relationship, but the ball is squarely in the government's court to demonstrate it is irrevocably on a different trajectory.
Nxa iZimbabwe ifisa ukuba yingxenye yomhlaba wonke jikelele, kumele iguqule ekwenzayo okugoqela imithetho etshiyeneyo.
The government should immediately end the harassment of members of the political opposition.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi ibandla leZANU-PF kalifuni ukusebenza lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe. Unkosazana Davita Khumalo, umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi kumele ibandla leZANU-PF lime kancane ukukhuluma ngezithezo zenodo ukwenzela ukuthi likhulumisane laphikisayo.
Thina njengebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngubaba u-Advocate Chamisa sesithile ngendaba yokuthi ama-sanctions abulala ilizwe. Ama-sanctions okuthi abantu abasitshontshela imali bahambe emazweni bayeyidla imali yethu akuhlalweni phansi. Sikhangele ukuthi okwenza ukuthi ikhanda litshaye kuyini, yisiso esingqobileyo yini, sigezisa isiso esithi ngesikhiwa i-dialogue. Lokhu esavela kukhetho, lokhu esikhuluma ngakho, kodwa bathi khona thina esikwenzayo ngamandlwane. Sahambe empini namabhunu, sabhulana, sabulalana, saqedana, kodwa sagcina sesilankesa sihlezi kuma-boardroom. Iindaba zombangazwe kaziqedwa izinduku, ziqedwa ukuthi sihlale phansi sikhulumisane umlota. Thina sesakhuluma ngokukhulumisana umlota, lalilalele ithi ku-commission. Ubaba uChamisa wakhuluma wathi ye, ukhulumisana umlotha kumele sikhulumisane. Kodwa nxa sikhulumisane nini, sihloniphana. Kungaze kwaba lo mkhulu lo mncane. Ngoba singavele singene sokule answer, akulakhulumisana okuzaba khona.
Ubephethe udaba lweZimbabwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe kwele Melika izolo, ngumnumzana Jeff Fleck osezatshiya isikhundla someli we-Arizona kudale le-Senate. Ngimele iStudio 7 ise-Washington DC, ngingu-Kip Stube.
Life Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe kukomitee yedale le-Senate okuveza ukuthi kusekude ukuthi ilizwe leMelika leZimbabwe amazwe omabili abe lobudlelwano obuhle. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele World Health Organization ithi sokumele kwenziwe umkhankaso wokulimukisa abantu ngengozi emgwaqweni okufa khona abantu abedlula isigidi ngomnyaka. Umongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika uthi uphenyo lodaba lweRussia yilo olwenza ukuthi engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi elizweni leMelika. Ukuba lukhuni kwempilo okudalwa ukutshabalala komnotho welizwe sokubangele ukuthi abasakhulayo badinge indlela zokuziphilisa ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla etshiyeneyo. UGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Lo umsindo wokukhanda amazenge awenziwa ngabaphila ngokuthengisa izinto ezifana lembiza imiganu lamagabha eHarare. Abanye ngabathwala impahla zezihambi ngezinqola besuka esitishini samabhasi eMbare, ukuthi abanye ngabathengisa okutshiyeneyo okugoqela inkuni lezithelo. Omunye wabasakhulayo laba ngumnumzana Tatenda Sawu opheka isepa yokuhlamba impahla ayithengisa eMbare. USawu uthenga umsobho wentanga zochinda lendumba kumakhampani alungisa amafutha abesepheka ngawo isepa. Uthi loba nje isepa ezitoro ibiza amadola amathathu, eyakhe uthengisa ngedola 70 kuphela emizameni yokuhuga abathengi. USawu uthi lanxa kunjalo zinenge ingxaki ahlangana lazo.
Isosu noita zokuthengisa sipo zatinozvigadzirira tega. Tinowana maro materials edu kubva mu
tinasithengisa isepa esizilungisela sodwa. Sithola into zokuphekisa kumankampani alungisa amafutha okuphekisa. Kodwa kulezi nsuku sibona ngani kungcono ngoba ezitolo isepa isidula, ngakho ke okwakhathesi abantu babuya bezothenga kithi ngoba silentengo eziphansi. Ngibona kwasinceda kakhulu ukukhwela kwentengo yesepa ngoba sekusivulele amathuba okuthi isepa yethu ithengwe. Kodwa siloduko lokuthi singathengisa isepa yethu ngemali yebhondi. Inkampani esithenga kizo into zokuphekisa zifuna sithenge ngemali yaphandle. Sicina sisiyathenga leyo mali emsikeni wensita, okuyinto eludubo kithi.
Omunye owenza umsebenzi wezandla ngumnumzana Dinashe Ganda othengisa inkuni endaweni eyazakala ngokuthi imajubheke elokishini leMbare. Uthi uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezemvelo olwe-Environmental Management Agency alusabaniki amaphepha okutheza inkuni eHarare, ngakho-ke sebezithola echegutu. Uthi ibhizimusi yakhe kayenzi kuhle ngenxa yokuguqula kwesisindo sohlobo lwemali yama-bond notes. Badlela evalweni abathengisa inkuni bengelamaphepha abawanikwa yi-Environmental Management Agency. Kwesinye isikhathi bagcina bengasela lutho lokuthengisa ngoba inkuni zabo ziyabe sezithethwe ngamapholisa ekhansili yeHarare. Omunye ozisebenzelayo ngumnumzana Thabelihle Mpofu othengisa ukuvimba ukuthi omakhalekhukhwini bengadabuki bengawela phansi lamacici abomama. Uthi ikhansili kufanele ingezelele indawo zokuthengisa impahla ukwenzela ukuthi bangahlaselwa ngamapholisa. Umpofu uthi isimo singaqhubeka phambili simi kanje edobheni leHarare kuzagcina kusiba lamasela amaningi.
Akunzima ndoda, into kathesi zinzima njalo asenelisi ukuthi sihlanganise. Lokuthi imuli zethu zizagcina kanjani vela sazi. Into zakhona ziphelile, imali yakhona elizweni vela isabambeki, zonke into ziyadula, awuthengeki vele konke lokho. Ngapho ukuthi uphile usedolobheni, amapholisa ayabelokhu esigijimisa. Sithi ubuhlukunyezwa ezitaladeni, sithi ukuthi ekuthengeni into zakhona vele zingasathengeki, imali yakhona abasebesikhwezile. So yikudinga ukuthi ubone ukuthi ungenzani khonapha edolobheni ngoba silokubambabamba siyenza izidindo, siyabambanisa amaposta, kodwa ukuthi ukwenze uchelethise akwenzakali.
Umsekeli kanobhala uhlangothi lwabatsha kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Louis Mathuthu ukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bazinikele ukusebenza njalo baphatheke kunhlelo zikahulumende ezikhangene labatsha ezinjengokwakhiwa komgwaqo oqhumanisa idolobha leHarare neBeit Bridge ozakhatha abantu abaningi.
As the leadership of the league, tonight, city, am I here to must understand that an economy functions in an environment where I want to work together to work on certain things as a whole, as a united and peaceful people. But also, we encourage that our young people also get time to go through certain key issues and understand them, particularly those that have got something to do with the economy. The economy is an agro-based economy. Clear one to that our own farms, including few young people, because not majority of them were able to get land, but they should be productive.
Kodwa abasha bathi kungcono ukuzenzela kulokulinda imisebenzi kakhulumende egcinele kakhulu abalandeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF. Bacela kusomandla ukuthi ancede abantu beZimbabwe abathwele amagabha avuzayo. Ngimele isitho 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bhebhe.
What a Friday, ilamba limkomile wena. We baba, kunzima kulomhlaba. We baba, lomsebenzi ubokile.
Uhlelo was a Friday, namuhla sihamba lembabazane yembongi uDesire Moyo, Moyo Oxide, phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umama oseZimbabwe. Untungameli inkomo eStudio 7, usiphalo ludaba.
Dear AD, ndoda kuqina, ndoda kusadalala, ndoda wepasi nemandu, wena kutonga kwaro. Because I'm a citizen, kambuti nyenzeni. I hate a poem whose punchlines are bitter crescendos. Once I thought this Second Republic will give me an opportunity to write, recite and record poems of happiness filled with glee. But alas, contrary to my wishful, prayerful new beginnings, I'm sinking in deep shit. What exactly is happening, my president?
Kwenzakalani kahle kahle mongameli? Lo ngumbuzo obalulekileyo obuzwa ngumoya oxide kunkondlo yakhe le eyincwadi ayilobele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elesihloko esithi DAED. Limbongi ikhala ngokoma kwempilo okubangelwa yikudula kwezinto lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota isithi inhlalakahle ebiloyiswa ngabantu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa isibuye yaphelela eboyeni njengezithukuthuku zenja.
Stuck by the roadside in melancholic hazards, continuously flashing on and off, signifying imminent danger of a rusting fuel tank and later on rusting light of Zimbabweans. E.T. and was Kolisa. The crocodile government is playing crocodile economics in a landlord country. Kukogong keloku utin kotentini. Kondestain kuvea chwenga. Ses pendugama kanyana ata mwuzi pana. Kembo kampel mohati sesimwamaya tezizweni. Kanti ladi kalela na mapata pata batala.
Uyalandisa umoya oxide
engikuthola lapha ukuthi khona ubunzima esibhekane la eZimbabwe buduna buloboya bulempoko nxa ngingathi ungakubeka kuhle uyathola khona sobuxhwalile ukusekela kwefiweli kusithwalise enzima ukudula kwezinto sengathi bona labo ababusayo kabangenele besikhulile kubo labo bunzima njalo ubunzima esikhangelene labo ngobe zibhedlela imithi ayitholakali ithengwa ngama-US dollar.
Bakithi mina angisikhone sasezwane esinyele endleleni sithembe inkani. Cha, ngingowenkayi kodwa ngibhothele endleleni kanje njengoba nje kunje ngoba umgwaqo wakithi wasenkayi lo nkankalo kangilankani lawo since 1980 it has become an alternative latrine.
Kule ethi Nkayi Road umoya oxide ukhala ngokuchabalala komgwaqo oya enkayi wona athi usuqede abantu ngengozi zezimota.
Amabhasi enkayi abheuke ekubhekeni isibhewubhewu kanti konakelephi komajoyi. It has now become a black spot. Two accidents so soon. MPS ngawanda amabhanta amabhadi. Jamela Express kula majoyi nako majoyi. Why bus accident same spot? Perhaps It's the road. Nkai road. Vinkankalu case.
Akusichasisele ngomgwaqo wakini lo okhala ngawo.
Hayi, umgwaqo wenkayi njengo ekhezi owathi usumdala wazithulela. Kuyafanana. Yabona enkayi kunzima madoda, umgwaqo awuhambeki.
Kulale njalo elesihloko esithi My Listening President.
My Listening President, you have listened enough. Perhaps now is the time for us Zimbabweans to listen to you. Kuluma ndoda.
Uthini lapha mbo?
Wazetha ngelithi ayi listening president olalelayo. Mhlambe yokumvikele ukubana hayi uselalele kwenela. Sesifuna ukuthola ke sizwe kube ngu speaking president okhuluma labantu, okhuluma lesizwe.
Ngini ngubonklanti lisazothwebuza ngumgugudu leli lizwe kaliphoziswe. There is too much bruhaha. There is too much holy poloi. There is too much halapalo. There is too much yabada bedu.
Listen. Hayi uyingwenya moyoxide bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhle.
There is no hocus pocus. There is no halakaza. There is no mental color method, my president, that can solve this Zim fracas. No deep tested machine can deliver this Zim from Finfo. No Paula Sangoma can macause and heal this Zim fracas. Even the Junta's commandos and 5th Brigade cannot force the economy to behave. Sikokoza imbiza evilayo ngolimi. Gashe gashe, my president, are you still the voice of God? Or you are safe and sound as they target the criminals around you? Anyway, lo ota kulaleki maule mali, thina kasilali kanjani Zimbabwe singelayo. Lo ota omunye phezu komunye is a true prophet and he must go deeper. Ngoba kukuma fuel cues akukhulunywa. Lo ota mdala chauya, kaduza nini lo mdala? Jays, lisakhuluma na ilitshe likaNtunjambili. Hlezi usamamosi mxolele, sinanke usamandu. My listening president, perhaps now is the time to be a speaking president.
Imbongi leyo uDesire Moyoxide phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umama waseZimbabwe. Ngesizweni inkondlo elandelayo.
Balagwe, my son, bathi kukurawundi is a sensitive issue. We must not talk about it or raise it in public. I am sorry to those who have made open Kukurawundi dialogue their license to kill. We can't stop raising it until they put it to rest. In Matabele and Midlands, we have no identities, no ideas, no ego, and no drive to belong to this racial agenda. Our homesteads were burnt down. Our parents, families, and friends were buried like a pile of leaves on a madman's compost heap. Our kukulikoliko chickens were chopped and chowed. Our cattle rustled, roasted and baskarapelo pasi. Our dogs were deleted to the ocean stink. Ngisho lempukane zakithi zaphela tu ngombhuqazwe. Balagwe, liqiniso hantu lawa wafela lona. My son, let me address this issue. DAED and the Mokriando Commission. What is this ngxaki isidwetla-dwetla? This is stinking harassment of wisdom Nkwananzi after his innocent testimony. What is it all about? Dear ex-president Motlante and the commission, wisdom Nkwananzi had said, after my testimony, bazani twamutwamula, and what did you do? Akuvumi ngithule, akusizi ngithule. Why harass and persecute the truth? Why confront and arrest the truth? Why incarcerate wisdom Mkwananzi? It's not about wisdom Mkwananzi. It's not about the Ntwala Republican Party. It's about us, the people of Matabeleland, whose narrative is soaked in blood from the Kukurawundi genocide. It's about our names, man. Ozalempi, Osenzeni, Oshupegile, Osoneni. Harassing, torturing, and incarcerating wisdom Mkwananzi for testifying against the regime is synonymous to the herald state of emergency to eliminate the truth to kill Jesus. It's a license to kill. DAED.
Hayi ke uyaqhubeka uMoyoxide uDesire olendlebe zokuzwa ngabona uzwile olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.